This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal has asked us to recognize Him, asked us to recognize Him through the Quran, through one who knows about Allah. Allah has said, فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. You ask one who knows of Him. Don't ask anyone who does not really know of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who can't really give you a clear idea of who Allah Azza wa Jalla is. We have become obsessed with where is Allah. We have become obsessed with that. But Allah Azza wa Jalla in the whole Quran has never asked us to think about that. He has asked us to know who He is. Who is our Lord? One of the first questions in the grave will be, Mar Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? Not where is your Lord? Being obsessed with the wrong question is one of the deviances of the shaitan, one of the deceptions of the shaitan, to lead us away from Allah Azza wa Jal, to lead us away from the real matter. The real matter is, who is Allah Azza wa Jal? What do we know about Allah? What is our connection with Allah? So Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives us His recognition in the Quran Himself. And He says, Ya ayyuhal insan, O man, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem, what has made you be so forgetful of your Lord and be deceived about your Lord, your noble Lord? What has put you in this deception about myself? Alladhi khalaqaka, the one who has created you, fasawwaka, the one who has given you limbs that are complete, the one that has given you complete limbs that are equal on both sides. Fa'adalaka, the one who has made you in the way that Allah wanted to make you, fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. So not only has He created you, not only has He made you complete, but He has given you limbs that are equal, and He has also given you an image that He was pleased with. Now in this ayah, there is a secret thing that, subhanAllah al-Azim, one of my teachers, Mawlana Fadhlur Rahim, would say, that this ayah tells us why we are in deception of Allah, why we are so absent-minded of Allah. Because Allah has said, بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, your noble Lord. What does that mean? That means that Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted us so much and been noble to us, towards us so many times, and so much so, that in His gifts, receiving so many gifts, we have forgotten Allah. In receiving so many gifts, there are no other reasons to forget Allah. When Allah gives somebody plenty of gifts, and He has over-gifted them, and every human being is over-gifted. Every human being is over-gifted. And that's why this human being starts to forget Allah Azza wa Jal. How are we over-gifted? Well, Allah explains this in the Holy Quran. From the moment that we hear Allah says, Alam tara, do you not see? Do you not see? Allah akhrajakum min butun ummahatikum, Surah An-Nahl, Allah says that He took you out of your mother's womb. So la ta'lamuna shay'a, you never knew anything. Waja'ala lakum as-sam'a, then He gave you the hearing. When did we ask for hearing from our mother's womb? When did we ask, oh Allah, let me hear? No one asked. No one asked for hearing. Allah gave that automatically free of charge. Wal absara, Allah gave eyesight free of charge. And Allah reminds us that He does not have to give it to us by making the born blind come out, by making the born deaf come out of the mother's wombs. And He reminds the rest of humanity by this less than 1% of human beings that come out, that this is what I could have done to you. But Allah gave all of us hearing free. Wal absara, He gave us absar, He says. He didn't say basar. He says absar. Why? Because He's given us two things. He's given us the ability to not only see with our eyes, but He's given us an insight. Without that insight inside us, a child would not be able to differentiate between your smile and between your cries. Allah has given us basira. From the moment that we're born, He has given us a fitrah. And with that, we are able to differentiate what laughter is. What does a child know about what laughter is? What does a child know about what crying is? What does he know? Who teaches him that? Who teaches him what is good, what is bad? Who teaches him what is evil and what is right, what is wrong? Who teaches him that? Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us that from the moment we were born. Wal afida, and He gave us hearts, and He gave us minds to think with and to decide with. La'allakum tashkurun, so that you may be thankful. That itself is enough thanks, O son of Adam. That is in itself enough thanks. Because I never asked for all these three big gifts. Without these three gifts, you haven't got language. Without these three gifts, you haven't got language. You can't develop language. A person who's deaf, a person who's blind, or a person who's got some kind of impartial listening or impartial sight, they have got a deficiency in the way they communicate with people. Allah has said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, from my signs, and خَلَقَكُمْ, I have created you, مِنْ تُرَابٍ, from this dust I've created you. And then, ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, I've spread you all over the world. That's another sign of Allah. He hasn't clustered us on one part of the world. He spread us everywhere. And our parents, when they got together, that's another sign. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Before you even came, I've already written down who your spouse is going to be. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made that clear. My mother and my father, they were bound to meet one another. And Allah Azza wa Jal made that happen. He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, Allah says, مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the daytime and the nighttime, you have dreams. You have dreams. Even children, they have dreams. Why? It's a sign from Allah Azza wa Jal. In our dreams, we see things of the Akhirah. In our dreams, we are able to connect ourselves with people of the afterlife. In our dreams, we get certain things we see that are going to happen in our lifetime. In our lifetime, they're going to happen. And you can see the books of dreams. You can see the Surah to Yusuf, when that king has that dream about the 7 years of drought that are going to come. What is that? Where is that from? That's a sign from Allah to the humans on the earth that He is there. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, is there. And He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ اِخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. You've got your difference of color. That's from myself. Because it would be very boring to see a world of all same colors. If everyone had all same colors, all same nose, all same, you know, when you basically, me and you, when we look at ants, they're all the same. Okay, one slightly bigger, one slightly smaller, but they're all the same. To us, there's no difference. We can't tell the difference between that ant and that ant. When there's 50 ants together, all 50 are the same. Unless one's got a broken leg, then we know the difference between that one and the rest of them. But for human beings, Allah Azza, they've got different faces, don't get me wrong. If you look at their microscope, you will see that they've got different faces, and we can't recognize that. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has not made us the same. That we see 50 people or 100 people here and we don't even see the difference. No. Allah has said, لِتَعَارَهُ, so that you may recognize one another. I've created you different. اِخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, I've given you different languages. And those different languages and these different tongues. And not only that, I've given you different tones. I've given you different fingerprints. I've given you different iris inside your eyes. I've made you totally different from another human being. I've given you different DNA. Why? Because I want you to be unique on this earth so that you can be recognized by others for who you are and what your achievements are. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has given each one of us different qualities. Allahu Akbar. Each one of us different qualities. But all of us share certain things. And those are the things that I want to talk about. Allah Azza wa Jalla, now that we are growing, what has Allah done for us? Every day of our life, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He's the one who was brought down. From the skies, He's brought down water onto the earth. You know, today you're going to eat for iftar, you're going to eat those potatoes inside the samosas. Yeah? Where would that come without the rain? Where would that come without the rain? You know, you're going to have some chana, and you're going to have some other stuff, and so even your meat that you're going to have, and your biryani, and your laham, and your good meat, all that, the meat, and the cows, and the sheep, they're all dependent, the chicken are dependent on what? On the green life. They're dependent on the crops, they're dependent on the greenness that grows on the earth. And what's that dependent upon? Upon the rain that comes from the sky. Allah says, don't forget the very source of everything that you eat. Your poultry, your eggs, whatever you're having, is all dependent upon the rain. So I give you the source of that. But when I send that, أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا مَاءَ صَبَّ, I sent that from the sky to the earth, that's one gift of mine, I sent it. Then ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى. I opened the earth and I allowed that water to go inside. If I don't open the earth, if I don't allow the water to trickle inside to the seed, then I don't have to do that. I can create the earth as I want. I can make it. Allah has said, حُمُرًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانٌ. Allah can make it red, the earth, if He wants to. غَرَابِيبَ سُودٌ. Allah said in Surah Fatir, I can make it as black and dark as I want. And I can make it beautiful. I can make it white if I want. And white cliffs, have you seen greenness that grows? Well, there's certain white cliffs, there's certain dark, black lands that don't grow any vegetation at all. But the soil that I've given you and the water that grows in it, that's another sign. I've done you a second favor or a third favor already. أَنَّا صَرَبْنَا الْمَاءَ الصَبَّ ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّ فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّ. For me to allow something to grow on the earth, that's another favor to you, son of Adam. I've made that grow. You don't even see this. Every single day you walk busy going, getting your money from outside, wherever you want to go and come back, and you think you're just going to eat. You can have all the money you want in your banks and in your pockets, but you will not even be able to eat anything because I haven't sent the rains down. Or I've sent them down, but they've been washed down to another nearby land. Where they're growing over there, they're not growing where you want them to grow. I can do what I want. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Holy Quran. So He gives us, فَأَمَّتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّ. But did He give us just one type of food? لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Did He just give us corn and nothing else? Or He gave us rice and we're all Bengalis? Or basically gave us, you know, flour or wheat or whatever, from that we make flour and we're all Pakistanis? Or He gave us something else that we all have to eat the same food? No. Allah says, فَأَمَّتْنَا حَبَّ وَعِنَبَ وَقَبَّ وَزَيْتُونَ وَنَخْلَ وَحَدَائِقَ غُبَّ وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبَّ مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. How many things have I given you? You start counting, son of Adam, start counting. You wanna know who I am? Well, start counting the things that come out of the ground. And start, I mean, you know, you think to yourself, if you start having one diet on one food, you get sick of it. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, I've given you what? I've given you these, I've given you grapes. And that's just one type of fruits. I've given you what you need to make all your curries. I've given you so many vegetables. I've given you zaytun. I've given you I've given you olives. I've given you dates. I've given you many different gardens that are full. I've given you many different fruits. I've given you all of this for you and all for your animals as well. Don't forget I'm feeding your animals at the same time because you've got to be fed in the end. All of this is for you. All of this. هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ الشَّمْسِ. Allah says, I've subjugated the sun in your service. The sun is in your service. وَالْقَمَرَ. The moon is in your service. The moon comes out, there are certain animals that need to come out to start praying, and others need to pray on them, and the whole system or the bio system works, that biodiversity works around you, son of Adam, around you. The sun comes up, you will get, without the sun, without the rain, you are dead on this earth. So I've given you that. وَاللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. I've created you for whatever created you, the night and the day. وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ. And I've given the stars in the skies that are also in your service, that you may know your directions. وَعَلَامَاتٌ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. I've given you certain signs, and through the stars you will know and you will guide it where you need to go. And subhanAllah, you think, okay, Allah has given us a night and Allah has given us a day. So how different could you have been? Allah says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلِ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Can you not see that if I was to just make the night a night all year round, night, and never give you a day in your life, how would you find that? How would you find your life? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. If Allah was to make the day all the time and never giving you the night time for you to rest, Allah says, look, another gift of mine. Allah says that I've given you what? I've given you the day, لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that you can go out, you can earn your livelihood. وَلِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, for the night. I've given the night so that you can come back and you can rest. I make everything, I take the light away. Once the light goes away, then everything starts to go to sleep. And you get peace, you get sukoon, you get tranquility. And Allah says, وَجَعَلَ نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. I've made your sleeping a cutting off point for your brain. Otherwise, you will have a hot head. You will start to go crazy. If Allah didn't switch this machine off in the night time, then we'd go crazy. We'd go crazy. Can you imagine the guy who hasn't slept for 5 days, 6 days? He'd either collapse or he'd be in a mental hospital.
Because it will go insane. Allah says, Subhata, I completely cut off everything. Subhanallah. So He's cut off our brains. He's cut off our brains. So what should happen really now? My brain is not functioning at this moment. My brain is the thing that tells me when to move my hand, when to close my eyes, when to open my eyes. That's what my brain says, yes? Allah Azza wa Jalla, Subhanallah, He's put a system there where while we're asleep and the brain is not even functioning, Allah says, وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. When you're sleeping, I'm the one who turns your side over. So that you can turn toward your right and you can turn toward your left. If you stay on your right too long, imagine you stay on your right all night long. You slept on your right and you stay there all night long. You wake up in the morning, what's going to happen? Half your body's going to be dead. You're going to forget pins and needles. You won't be able to even move that hand. You'll have to drag it with the other hand probably and move you out of bed. And even then you need somebody else to help you. Allah says, وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. The people of the cave, when they slept there for 300 years, I moved them over. So that the body could move, and the blood could flow, and the limbs don't become stiff. That's what I did for them. And every night Allah does that. Have you seen a sleeping person? How suddenly they're... and they move. Who moved them? Allah says, I moved them. I give the permission. Their brain is dead at this moment. The brain is not even functioning. So that's my favor to them. That in the night time I did that. And subhanAllah, during the night time, when we're sleeping, and those people who slept there for 300 years in the cave, don't you think that they needed something to be digested inside their stomach? SubhanAllah, the digestive system, Allah keeps it the right amount for the sleep that we sleep. It's a wonderful system. La ilaha illallah. The one who sleeps less, Allah makes it digest probably less. The one who sleeps more, Allah makes the digestive system slower. You sleep for 10 hours, it's not like you're going to get hungry exactly at 5 in the morning and that hunger is going to make you wake up. Allah doesn't do that. He has mercy on you. He says, I make you sleep and I give you comfort. When you sleep in the night time, that I make that prolonged for the people of the cave, they need to be sleep for 300 years. So I make their digestive system slow down so that one food digests over 300 years. SubhanAllah, 300 years. So when we sleep 10 hours, Allah makes you go the digestive system for 10 hours. When have you ever had a morning when you wake up and you've had bad stomach, you've got a bad stomach, yep? And you've got basically the runs or you've got diarrhea. You wake up 2, 3, 4, 5 times in the night because that thing wakes you up. It needs to get out, it wakes you up. Now subhanAllah, Allah woke you up when your diarrhea was coming. He even did you a favor. You had bad food, you were in a bad position. But Allah did a favor for you because He could have made it come out while you're still asleep. And you could have been asleep, woken up in the morning and 5 sets of diarrhea have come on your bed. SubhanAllah, your system is such, the urine will wake you up when you have an outburst, you need to get out, it will wake you up. Who woke you up? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I woke you up. Because without Him returning the soul back to our bodies, we can't get up. Allah says that He's given us this, and what? Allah says that the whole thing is in your service. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامِ. I've given you all these animals in your service. Can you imagine a bull that is, you know, 4 times, 5 times stronger than a human being, plows the fields for that human being? You look at the logic. A bull, if he wants to just hit his master, whack him out of the field, if he wants to do that, send his horn straight into his intestines and basically take his intestines out, he can do that. But who put the fear into that bull? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, سَخَّرْنَا لَكُمْ الْأَنْعَامِ. I've given you these animals in your favor. The horse, it gallops on a human being, you can kill it. Allah says that I've given that in your service. لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ. So that you may have it as an ornament. And so that you may ride these certain animals. Father's a favor to you. Your friends are a favor to you. They are all favors. How? These people that are around us, these people, Allah can take them any time He wants. And He can make you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So my brother that is alive at this moment is a favor to me. My child who's alive is a favor to me. And Allah hasn't taken him away for years and years and years and years. And the moment He just takes one of these gifts away from me does not mean that I turn away from Him, because that's bad. He is gifted, and he is gifted, and he is gifted. And he gives years of time with your mother, years of time with your father, with your brother, years of time with your children, years of time with the people that you love. And one day he takes them away, or one of them away. He doesn't even take all of them away. He takes one of them away. It's not for me to start to complain about Allah Azza wa Jal and him not gifting me. You know, people act as if they've never been gifted in their life when they've still got a meal on their table. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal says what? That even the mountains that are around you, they're in your service, that they don't make the earth move under your feet. Even the sky that I've given you above you, Allah says, "Haltara min futur." Do you see a single crack in the sky? That if I made a crack in the sky, then the heat would come from the sun, and that you'd be roasted on the earth. But you see that that's a favor unto you. Even the earth that we've got underneath us, Allah says, "Dalulan famshu fi manakibiha." Allah says, "I made it humble for you, so you start walking on its noses. On the nose of the earth, I make you walk. On the nose of the earth." Every single thing around us is a sign for us that who Allah Azza wa Jal is. You look at, you see the bird. Allah says, you see the bird. Allah says, who made this bird stay in midair? Who makes it? Safatin wa yaqbidun. They can stay in lines together in the sky, and they can basically move straight away from one another, and they can move their wings towards their side and still be in midair. Who does that? Allah Azza wa Jalla has said that I'm the one who does that. And our planes, and our vehicle, our transportation, Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I will create for you certain things that you don't even know today in the time of the revelation of the Quran. So this, under this ayah in Surah An-Nahl, all of this, of what we have of the transportation, Allah has given us the ability to know this, to how to do this. Otherwise, for millions of years, the human being did not know how to run or make an engine. Allah gave that idea when the time comes, necessity comes, Allah gives that idea. The milk on our table, the milk. You think that milk just comes as milk? Subhanallah, Allah says, مِن بَيْنِ فَرْضٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا. You look just a few millimeters this way, a centimeter or 2 centimeters this way, and inside the cow, you've got, it's what is blood flowing. And you look at a few millimeters that way, a couple of centimeters this way, and you see that the excretion of the cow is there. So on the one side, you've got the dung of the cow, and on the other side, you've got the blood of the cow only, just missing by something flowing right in the middle, and that is pure milk that comes up. Allah says, pure milk that comes up for you. And the bees, Allah says, that are going around. Awha rabbuka, I'm the one. I tell the bees where to make the next honey. Awha rabbuka ila nahri. Because you know, if the bees die out, you know, brothers, if the bees die out, if the colonies die out, the human race might die out. We are dependent upon the bees, who collect the pollen and the whole system of the flowers that are there, the biodiversity that is there, is all in our favor that has been created. All of it has been created for our favor. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuhal insan, O man, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. All of this I have created for what? All of this, why have I created all of this? All of this I have created for one reason. And subhanallah al-azim, I just want to say, if you look in the Quran is so magnificent. The Quran is so magnificent. If only we could understand the Quran. If you open Surah Naba, the 78th Surah of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, what are they really called? What are they talking about? Amma yatasaaluna ani an-naba'il 'azeem. They're talking about something that is great, the great thing that's going to come. Which is what? Which is going to be qiyamah. Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun. They are in doubt, or they are in ikhtilaf, or difference of opinion about this occurrence. Kalla sa'alamun. No, soon they shall know. And yes, afterwards Allah says, soon, don't worry, they shall know about this. Then he talks about what? He talks about all these gifts. He says, "Alam naj'al al-ardha mihada," didn't I make the earth for you like a bed that you can actually lie on it and you can find comfort? Wal jibala awtada, use the mountains as a peg to make sure that the earth doesn't move. Wa khalaqnakum azwaja, I gave you spouses that you need on this earth for procreation. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. I made your sleeping a cutting off point for yourself in the night time. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. I made the night time a covering for yourself. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. I made the daytime a means of your livelihood. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. And I made seven strong layers of different skies above you. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. I gave you a really shining light, a source of a lantern inside your universe, which is the sun. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً سَجَّاجًا. Then I revealed from the skies, I gave you enough plentiful water. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. So that I can take seeds out of that and plants and vegetation that you need for yourself. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. And I create many different gardens. And straight after that, Allah says, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Surely the day of what? Fasl. The day that Allah Azza wa Jal will take things to account, and the day Allah will cut things off, that day is fixed, it's determined that it's going to come. Now you think, hang on a minute. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about His gifts. And in His gifts, He talks about so much of His variation of His gifts. He talks about the earth, He talks about the sky, He talks about the rains, He talks about our sleep, He talks about day and night, all that. What's that got to do with the Day of Judgment? What's that got to do with the Day of Judgment? I want to explain this to you. And there's a deep message in here. The message is, oh man, you look at the farmer. You know the farmer? The farmer out there, he buys his seeds. And then the farmer has got his land. The farmer takes his seeds to his land and he's going to now plow his field and put his seeds inside. Then the farmer waits for rain. And he waits for the sun. The sun shines on his field. The rains come down on his field. The farmer goes out there every day. And he checks. He checks his crops coming out. He makes sure that he saves it from the birds that might eat the seeds and other things. And finally, when the crops are growing and growing and growing, he gets certain leaves and he gets sprouts and he gets certain shoots that come out of the ground. After a whole season, the farmer comes one day to the field and he cuts the crop from the stalk, from the stalk right from the bottom. He takes the whole of it. And what does he do? If it's wheat or if it's rice, he will separate the rice and the wheat from the stalk. The stalk, he will throw for the animals to eat. He don't need the stalk. The seed or the wheat he will take, he will grind that. And the one last thing he wanted, the actual rice or the actual wheat, he will take that for himself, and the rest of it he is thrown away. He now is in no need of the field or the sun or the rain or anything else. He's got in his hands what he wanted, which was the rice. Subhanallah al-Azim. You find that a deep and a very eloquent mufassir of the Quran, Shaykh Ahmad Ali Lahori, says that about this surah. He says what? He says that, oh man, you need to understand that Allah has gifted you with all these gifts. He's given you the sun, He's given you the rain, He's given you the crops, He's given you the food, He's given you the earth, He's given you sleep, He's given you the night and day, and He's given you everything else you want. But just imagine, we're not saying Allah is, but imagine it's an example. Imagine that there's a farmer looking over this whole thing. And Allah Azza wa Jal is that being that is overlooking all of this. Allah is saying, oh man, I don't need the sun. I don't need the rain. I don't need your sleep. I don't need your day. I don't need your night. I don't need any of the gifts I've given you. After all of this, when you're finished and I'm finished with this entire world, I'm going to take out the thing that I need. And the thing that I want is two things. I'm going to take the human beings and the jinns out. Human beings and the jinns. I don't care about your clothes, that's why you're going to come naked to me on the Day of Judgment. I don't care about your shoes, that's why you come without shoes. I don't care whether you're circumcised or not, that's why you come uncircumcised to me on the Day of Judgment. I don't care about anything you've had on this earth. Nothing will be there for you. No mal, no wealth, no nothing. The only thing I'm interested in, just like that farmer is interested in the actual rice itself, the actual wheat itself, I am interested only in the humans and the jinn, and everything else I will destroy.
Sorry.
Everything I will destroy.
There's a couple of cars blocking.
Can we remove car registration number LB07NHV Blue Honda? And there's a car registration number RF05YRA Black Honda. Can you please remove them straight away? Thank you. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that everything else that is there is nothing. It's no need of me. I'm only in need of what? I'm only in need of you, the human being. Now you think, subhanAllah, I am that thing Allah created me for on this earth. That's where Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created man, I have not created jinn, except for one reason, that they serve me. So the whole of the universe Allah created in our service, so that we can live. And Allah has created us for one reason, that we serve Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why we're here on this earth, my brothers and my sisters. That's how all our purpose of life. You look at anything outside there, you will see Allah Azza wa Jal's power. You will see His power. Anywhere you go outside there, you will see His power. You look at the concrete, you think, subhanAllah al-Azim. When Allah wants to bring that blade of grass or that tree out from concrete which is solid, Allah brings out a very thin, feeble, weak blade of grass outside. Yes or no? From the middle of concrete. How did that blade of grass break through that concrete to come and show His face? That's Allah Azza wa Jalla doing. When He wants to do something, He will do it. The message here is, my brothers and sisters, that we've been created for a purpose. And that purpose is that we get to know Allah Azza wa Jalla and we worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And to get to know Allah Azza wa Jalla, I've said this and I'm going to say it again, is that we have got a letter from Allah. That letter from Allah is the Quran. This Quran is a letter from Allah. All these ayats that I said from the Quran, they are only things to tell us how to know Allah Azza wa Jalla and what He wants from us. So what does He want from us? He wants from us a few things in our daily lives. That's all He wants. He wants us to do what? He wants, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا when you, O you who believe, إِذَا قُمْتُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فَقْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. When you get up for salat, فَقْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. You start to wash your faces. And you start to wash your arms, you start to massage your heads, and you wash your feet. Allah said, you come for salah, aqim salata li dhikri. You then start to remember me for remembrance. Allah said, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum siyam. When the month of Ramadan comes, then you must fast. Allah said, khud min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha wa salli alayhim. When it comes to once a year and you've got that wealth to give away, then you give it in zakat, I will purify you. Allah has said, al hajj ashhurun ma'lumat. Allah has made the hajj, or going to for pilgrimage, He's made it incumbent upon those people who can make it to that place. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. And He has told us to go there, fala rafata wala fusuqa wala jidala fil hajj. You come there, you don't use any obscenity, you don't have any foul language, and you don't start arguing with one another when you come to my house. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, wa bil walidayni ihsana. You be excellent towards your parents. Well, Allah said, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. To the orphans, to the needy, you have a duty towards them. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ. Those people who are your neighbors, those people who are close to you, those people who are traveling with you even for a short time, you've got a right towards them. Allah has said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ حَشَّةَ إِلَّا. Don't start to sacrifice your children because of your own needs and your own gain. You have a right over your children. Allah has said to the children to look after the parents to look after their children. Allah has said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَحْشًا. Don't go towards zina. Don't go towards adultery. Allah has said, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. But from the pure women that you can find, you start to get married to them. So He's given us a way out. Allah has said, with our wealth, أَنْفِقُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Whatever you got to yourself, Allah says, spend in the good things that that you can find on this earth. And Allah has said at the same time that do not spend it in ways that are going to only be a punishment upon ourselves. Allah has said, for example, gambling and using in the wrong way, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ, don't consume one another's wealth in the wrong way. Allah has said to us to live on this earth. In a way, He has said what? أَحْسِنُوا, be excellent and good towards others. And He has told us not to be evil to others. Allah has told us that towards our wives, He said what? That hunna libasul lakum, they are clothing for you. Wa antum libasul lahunna, you are clothing for them. So He has said, wa lahunna mithlu alladhi alayhinna bil ma'ruf. So they have got certain rights over you, and you've got certain rights over them. What are these rights? You need to read the Quran. You need to read that risala. I can't go through all of these, but these are the major things Allah has given us a right over. Allah has told us that you start to look after your fellow beings on this earth. And you look after the others that I've created, the makhluq. Allah said, "Umma min amsalukum." I've created many different ummas, or many different communities, just like yourself. And all of you are here to live for mata'in ila heen. You're here for a short period of time. In that period of time, there are only a few years in our life. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, "Fasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila." In the morning, in the evening, you start to glorify my hymns. In the morning and evening, remember me. When you can, you remember me. Allah has said, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. Don't start stretching your eyes towards this world. Because if you start getting sucked into this world, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءَ. If you want this earth, I'll give it to you quickly, but I'll only give you نُقْتِهِ مِنَا. I'll only give you a small portion of that. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَا. If you want the akhirah, I'll give you much more. I will put a lot of barakah and blessings in your cultivation. نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. I will make sure that cultivation grows a lot. And what has Allah asked us? He has asked us to sleep in the night, but wake up in the morning. He has asked us to go out for the livelihood. وَاتَّهُ مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah said, go out there. And whatever I've written for you, you go out and you bring it back to your own homes. That's the only simple thing we do on this earth. Allahu Akbar. Livelihood, looking after family, being here on this earth as good citizens, being good to our parents, being good to our Lord. We've got huququllah, the rights of Allah. We've got huququl ibad, the rights of the human beings. Between these two things, once you've fulfilled it, what's the rest? The rest is nothing else except going back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And let me tell you, brothers, and let me tell you, sisters, please, I'm going to ask you to do one thing that is really becoming a big, big obstacle for us to get to Allah. And I'm going to ask you to do yourselves a favor, a big favor to yourself. You know the people before us, you know the things I've just said, they were so easy in some ways because when they walked out their houses, they saw lands. When they walked out the houses, they didn't see the things that we see today. They didn't even have vehicles. They had animals to ride on, to move from one place to another place. We then got transportation, and we got into ghafla. We got into a serious absent-mindedness from Allah. We start to become absent from Allah in our minds. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us technology. He gave us VCRs first. He gave us, you know, in the earth. I'm saying that He gave the ideas on the earth and people made these things. But these are not all things that we should get indulged in. Some of these things, we need them, and a lot of the things, we don't need them all the time. But then the human being got into what? Into these cinemas, then the TVs, then the videos, then the satellites. And then you thought that was bad, but now the new era has come. And the new era brings in one single gadget, in one phone, it brings everything you need. You've got your calculator in here, you've got your computer in here, you can do all your work on this little device, you can surf around the whole of the net in this device, you've got the internet, you've got social network inside, and we've become even more absent-minded. Now what happens now? What happens now? You know, I don't have a Facebook account. I don't have a Twitter account. And I've made my intention that as long as Allah keeps me like this, I don't want to have an account like that. Because I've gone into somebody's account. They've shown me their account. And I just went browsed around to see what kind of messages they've got. And you know, most of these messages on a daily basis, these messages are what? These messages are a total waste of time. How are you? I'm okay. What time did you wake up? I woke up at this time in the morning. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. What's going to happen? Are you going to watch this today? Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Give me a reminder about this. Okay, I will do. After a little while, hey, what's going on? Are you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. I went shopping today and I bought this and I did this. And you know, the whole of Facebook and Twitter is full of this junk. People are tweeting and people are sending messages, and now the WhatsApp. People are sending messages that are rubbish, and on your Yahoo Messenger, you know, you're trying to work, someone tries to contact you, they want to talk rubbish. Most of them, just normal things. And how many human beings are you going to ask them, how are you, what's happening, what's the temperature over there, my temperature is 23 degrees, what's yours over there? You're wasting your time, Akhi. Akhi, you're wasting your time. And you know what's happened? The little time that we have for Allah's ibadah, you know, after a hard working day, after a day when you've got all these other busy things, your children, you've got your brothers and sisters, you've got your exams and you've got preparation, after a hard working day, the only thing that this modern human being is good for is to sit there behind a screen that is not even a human being, and to talk to another person who's there sitting and looking at another glass and talking to you, when his own wife is next to him and he hasn't got time to speak to her. When his own mother and father in the house, and he hasn't got time to go to them and see how their day was. But he wants to see how the day is of a person in Canada, and a person who's roaming around in London somewhere, as someone who's in Tottenham Court somewhere, who's buying a latest device. He's got time to talk to them and to tell them what's out there. To send these messages and things, absolute. I've seen 90% of it, 90-something percent of it is rubbish. The bit that is useful. Now people say, "Now, Akhi, I get my deen through this man. I get my deen through that. I learn my deen, man. What are you talking about, man? I begin practicing through this. What are you talking about, my friend? Yeah, what are you talking about, my friend? You know, these guys, honestly speaking, they need to get a slap and they need to wake up. Because they don't know what is happening. They think they're learning the deen through this. They're mucking the whole deen up. Because you cannot learn your deen through the net. One day some Shia is talking to you, he's pretending to be a Sunni, you don't even know it. And he's telling you to start to not believe in Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar. And they come confused, Imam, what's this? He gave me a dalil about this dalil. What are you doing on there in the first place? Another day, some guy's talking to you and he's got a whole website about Islam and mashallah and tawaf and everything, pictures of the Kaaba and everything. You don't even know that it's a Christian website. It's a Christian website, and there are plenty of them out there that are trying to take you away from the deen. These are hawks, these are certain eagles out there, they're crows, and all they want to do is pick on you and take your iman away from you. You're going to learn your deen from this. By Allah, you will only learn part of the deen. Even then, you will be confused with a lot of things you will learn. You won't know. You go to Mufti Google knows everything, he knows too much. Mufti Google's brains are coming out of his ears. He doesn't know what to say to you. You say to him Islam, he says to you Islam, yes, he tells you good things, he tells you bad things. He's not going to choose for you. He's not going to see Muslim comes, okay, let me give him correct Islam. Right? A Kafir comes, let me give him the wrong Islam or the right Islam. You know, he can't search that. He doesn't know what's inside you. He just puts everything in front of you. You ever go to a shop and you say, you know, you go inside there, you ever do this, you go in the shop and you say, please, whatever you got on your menu, please bring it on the table right now. So the guy basically brings you bacon and sausage and eggs and halal and haram, he brings it on your plate. You ever going to do that and start eating it? How dare you go to the internet and start learning Islam? There's only two ways to learn Islam. You go to your imam of your masjid and you ask him through his guidance what you should learn. And that's one, through human being, and second is through books that have been verified by ulama. You learn Islam through those. There's only two ways. This technology would not teach you the deen. But anyway, what I'm trying to say to you is, those few percent that are trying to learn towards the deen from this, they are caught up in 90% of garbage. 90% of wasting their time. You know, the only thing that I can say is that I feel sorry for these people. I've got some of these things. I've got email. I switched off my Yahoo, the messenger thing. I don't want anyone contacting me while I'm working. If they really need to know me, they'll pick up the phone, they'll leave me a ring. Or they'll send me a text message. Or this some of these groups that they've got, group things, I'm not on any of them. You know, I'm not. I was even on a forum where it was Islamic. And I was finding that even then too much of my time was being taken out. Yes, it's good stuff. It's all Islamic stuff. But I was thinking that, you know what? You need to look at, subhanAllah, the shaitan, one of my teachers said, if the shaitan can't make you lose a reward, he'll make you do something that has got less reward. Guys, the shaitan's clever. You know what I'm saying? If he can't make you lose an action, he's going to make you do another action which is Islamic, but it's less reward. So you tell me, what's more reward on tonight? Is more reward that you stand up and you do Qiyamul Layl, and you actually on your Salah standing in front of Allah, trying to get concentration about Allah and following the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, or tonight the shaitan tells you, get together and let's have an Islamic halaqa. Now Islamic halaqa, mashallah, is good. You're going to sit there and you're going to start talking about Islam. And you might talk about politics or whatever. There's certain Muslims that do that. They'll sit in the nights of Ramadan, they'll have a political talk, mashallah. It's good, Islamic political talk, they're getting reward for it. But what's more rewarding? Brothers, what's more rewarding? The Qiyamul Layl or this Islamic political talk?
Salah.
It's a salah, that's more rewarding. Jazakumullah khair, brother. So you've got that salah that is more rewarding, and you could do this political talk any other time. But the shaitan will make you do it at that time because you're losing, he's making you lose the greater reward and he's giving you the smaller reward. So where he can't deprive you of something, he'll make you go 50-50. He'll say, 50. You're not going to let go of it, give me 50%. Let me give you the lesser reward. So what I want to say to you is, brothers, and this is one thing I'm going to wrap up the talk now. What I want to say to you is, you know, with fasting in Ramadan, honestly, and I'm saying this seriously, because I've just completed one certain fast. It was up till yesterday. Yeah, you can say, well, what is he talking about? We're all fasting in Ramadan. Has he completed his fast? No. Remember, you know, traditionally the ulama used to say fasting of the body, and they said fasting of the eyes and fasting of the ears and all of that. They used to say that. And that still carries on. Okay? I'm going to add one thing up. People seriously need to start fasting technology. You're laughing, yeah? People need to start fasting from certain websites. You know, I have a website, you don't need to visit every single day for information. You need to say, well, there's all gone. I need to visit it maybe once a month. I'm going to only visit it once a month. There was a certain website that I was visiting daily and I was getting certain information. I thought to myself, hang on a minute, why am I looking for certain updates when I can find all the updates in 1 month time? So that's what I mean by fasting up till yesterday. I said, when the first of the month comes, I'm going to visit that site. And for 1 month, I'm not going to visit that site again. Because there's no need. I can get all the information I want after 1 month. Why should I visit it every single day for? In 1 month, I can get the information in, let's say, 20 minutes, when every day I go to that site to get that information, it might take me a whole 2 hours or 3-4 hours. Why should I waste all that time? It might take me even more. We need to start fasting. If you don't need to go to a certain site, just fast, brother. I'm being serious. You will find time for Allah. If you don't need to be on a social network, I'm telling you, guys, tell me. Give me one, tell me, someone tell me, put your hand up if this is true. If you close your Facebook today, or you close your Twitter today, your deen, your source of your deen will cut off from you completely and you will not know where you're standing. Tell me if that's true, put your hands up. That your Islam will be at jeopardy if you stop Facebook and Twitter. Well, no one's put their hand up. That means that, you know what, I'm going to ask you fast. Go to your Facebook today, go to your Twitter today and say, you know guys, the next message I'm going to send is a few days after Eid. If you're going to do that. Or, you know, it's even better, just send a message and say, game over. Game over. That's it. Close your account. They say to you, what's happened to you, man? What's happened? They can't say to you on Facebook because you closed it. They'll see you next time in the masjid or somewhere else. Say, look, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my time. The emails that you've got, choose. Who's sending you emails? Someone is wasting your time, tell them. Akhi, please, life is too short for too many how I use. Honestly, life is too short for too many how I use. Life is too short to talk about what kind of curries you have in your house every day. Right? It's too short. So I want you to only have what you need. I'm not saying get rid of it. Just have what you need. And you know what? The one big thing of the TV in the house? Fast without watching a movie or anything for an entire month. Do that. Show your willpower. You think you're not a slave to it? Well, we'll prove it. If you're a slave to it, then you won't be able to do it. You're addicted to it. If you're not addicted to it, then prove it. Come on, prove it. You know, somebody said to me before the Olympics started, they said, you know, guys, you know, watch the parts of the Olympics. I said, listen. I said, I'm not going to watch it.
Olympics, London 2012. They came all over the world here. I'm not going to watch it.
No, what are you going to watch? A bunch of semi-naked people running up and down? Seriously, that's what it is. A bunch of semi-naked people that are either trying to jump over this pole, or trying to make the 100-meter run, or trying to swim basically like some dolphin. So you guys basically going to watch all of that for 1 month. And what do you get out of it? How many medals do you get at the end of it? Come on. You're going to get loads of gold and silver. Even, you know, you're basically saying that I'm going to get basically on Great Britain, my thing, yeah? Great Britain. They call you a packy. Great Britain. Okay, we're British, we're Londoners, yes. We like them, they're here, okay. If I meet the Olympic people here, I'll be very kind to them, okay. But you know what? My Ramadan is here, and I'm fasting as well. And not only that, but I've got my Akhirah coming along. They're racing one another for the dunya. Allah has told me, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ O son of Adam, you're in a race of the Akhirah. So I'm an athlete. And so is he an athlete, and she's an athlete. But I'm an athlete of the Akhirah. I'm in a race of the Akhirah. Allah said, "Sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum." Allah said, race with one another. See who can come to my maghfirah, to my forgiveness first. See who can come to my jannat li arduha samawati wal ard. Who can come to this garden that is so vast, more vast than the earth to the sky. Who can get here first? Go and race each other. Brothers, we want to see which one of us can get to jannatul firdaus first. Yes, inshallah. Inshallah, that's the race that we're in. I want to see whether I can get to Firdaus before you. And you want to see whether you can get to Firdaus before me. My race is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, La hasada illa fi ithnain. He said, you want to have some jealousy, you want to be envious about someone, you say, wow. You don't be wow about some guy that knows how to kick the ball so hard from 200 meters away straight into the goal. Right, curve it inside over the goal into the goal. That's not what I go wow for, or a guy who's in the Olympics or something else or other sports. Wow is what? Wow is Rajulun Atahu Allahu Quran. A man whom Allah has given him the Quran in his heart. He's given him the gift of the Quran. And he reads it. Ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar. All day he's reading it, all night he's reading it. That's the man you say. Now you say, wow, and that's the man that you should be envious about. رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمَالِ And another man, Allah has given him wealth. And with that wealth, he spends it. أَنَا اللَّيْ وَأَنَا نَعَى Day and night, he's giving sadaqah. That's the man you should say, wow, I wish I could be like him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two people. You wanna say wow and you wanna start competing? These are the people that you compete for. So I wanna ask you, brothers, if you wanna get to that, if you want to get the 1 minute, I'm closing, yeah? 1 minute, I'm closing. So I'm going off my, you know, before I came here, I had a good sleep, yeah? Maybe that's giving me some energy. I'm fasting, I know. But I'm telling you that, brothers, without this technology as an obstacle moving out of our pathway, Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to be further to reach. So please, fast with me. Certain things you don't need, you get rid of. And certain things that you only need is a necessity, use as a necessity. جزاكم الله خير وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.